those classic movies as literature. And I know you might be asking, can our kids really gain any of the benefits from a movie that they get from reading good literature? Well, movies are stories. We all enjoy stories. And yes, I advocate reading out loud and enjoying stories together as a family. But movies are a really easy way to enjoy each other's company. And Dad has time usually to join us too and fit it into the schedule. Now, I know some people think, okay, we shouldn't watch movies at all. But as I understand, one of the best witnessing tools, or most effective, is the Jesus film, movie. Movies are definitely a part of our culture, and obviously there are movies we don't want people to see, just like there are books, you know, our kids to see, and there are books we don't want our kids to read. But if we actually use movies and enjoy each other's company at the same time to teach our kids how to critique a movie, and in order to do that, they need to learn the elements of literature just like you critique a book, then we've given them a really important tool, the ability to analyze, to be a little skeptical, because stories reach our emotions. A good storyteller has us reacting. Right, we have to be able to stand back and think about that reaction. So do we want our kids to just react to everything in the media, or do we want them to pause and evaluate it? Well, we can use the study of movies to develop their ability to critique, to cover skills in English, and to learn how to guard their minds and not just absorb everything. So we have all those advantages. During kids' teen years, they are developmentally most able to learn how to critique something in depth. And that's why the thrust of this workshop is for teenagers and older. But some of the things that I'll be talking about, some of the literary elements, will apply to things. I mean, you can all watch, the whole family can watch certain movies, and you just don't go into as much detail with some of the younger kids. So a lot of these points you'll be able to use for all your age, all kids of all ages. Now, because many movies are made from novels, but movies are only two to two and a half hours in length normally, so they follow the construction of a short story, which means they'll have one main plot line, not several, and fewer central characters. This makes them much easier to take the time to dig into things like symbolism and irony and layers of meaning and messages, because the kids don't have as many things to think about, as many plots and people to keep in their mind. Another advantage is that for us to comprehend what we read, we need to make a mental picture. And in reading a description, if we haven't had any experience with something, it can seem very vague.